This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
We only can say amen to what the pastors have prayed and these people in this church have prayed and have been praying, and that is that you would have your way. We know that you are the head and we are the body. And dear Father, we thank you for this wonderful, great plan that Jesus is the head and we're the body. And we're ready to do his will in this earth. We are ready to yield to the Holy Spirit who indwells us. And Father, we are ready to step over that line right now. In Jesus' holy name, we ask for utterance. We ask for wisdom and revelation, impartation, every good thing you have for us. Help us, Lord, that we can be receptive. Satan, we say to you, you are off limits. In Jesus' name, we hold the blood against you, and you cannot stop anything or hinder anything that heaven wants us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Glory be to God. Shelly, come on up here. I'm going to ask Shelly to come on up and sing. Bob, would you please stand? Shelly, this is my son-in-law. I started to say favorite, but I have two. Bless the Lord. Robert Oakes. And this is Shelly Oakes, the oldest of four children. And I think nine is a wonderful number for grandchildren. That's how many I have. Bless the Lord. Take your liberty.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Uh-huh. Praise you, Father. Thank
praise
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you. Praise you.
Thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the name of Jesus.
For that name above every name.
The name above every name.
Thank you, Father, that you have given us the privilege to use that name.
The wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, it's the sweetest name we know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Emmanuel. Do you know that song? Emmanuel. His name is called. His name is called Emmanuel. He's God with us, revealed in us. His name Emmanuel. Lord, I thank you for thy Holy Ghost. And thank you, Lord, for ears to hear what the Holy Ghost once sung and said. Magnify the blood that was shed. Ikorasita. Amen.
Thank you,
for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never. It will never lose. Glory. It will never lose. And oh, the blood
of
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you. Praise you, Father, for the blood
of Jesus.
Thank you for the blood.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And I want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. I want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. I want to thank you for the blood of Jesus, 'cause it washed me white as snow. 'Cause it washed me, because it washed me. Praise him, lift your voice
praise
and praise him.
Praise.
Glory to praise. God. To God
praise.
Be the glory.
Praise.
Great things you
praise.
Have done.
Praise.
Redeemed
praise.
By the blood
praise.
Of thy
praise.
Holy precious
praise.
Son.
Praise you, praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Is there joy in the family of God tonight? Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your Lord.
Praise you, praise you. Just have a seat right there.
Okay.
Oh, you can go down there. It doesn't matter.
Whatever you want.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, you know, in a way, it's rather like we're taking up where we left off last year. Bless the Lord. And I'm going to talk about where we were last year and what's happened between. It's been an eventful year. Hallelujah. But just to kind of going in line with the word that came forth about us coming on now and crossing over into, we are at a door. You've heard Brother Copeland talk about the door. We're at a door. And we're at a door we must enter into in many ways. Many things are there. I see it as a door of authority that we're going to have to take. I see it as a door of the supernatural and a door of total commitment of our lives to God's plan. I have a prophecy here that I want to read to you that Brother Hagin gave, Kenneth E. Hagin gave. This one came in 1980. And I thought about it. I'm thinking a lot about what we have to do now. We have to be the church. We have to be it. We have to do everything now that we've always looked forward to with the glorious church. And this is a prophecy that maybe you know it as the giant's prophecy. Do you know that one, Shelley? The time is coming and now is when men and women, blood washed, blood bought, will come to realize and know the fullness of the covenant that belongs to them. Will come to know the authority, the rights, the privileges. And there shall arise a company in these last days that many people will call supermen, because they'll operate in the realm of the supernatural in a way that has not been done heretofore. Many have touched the edge, gotten in just to the edge of it, occasionally. But the time is coming when men will walk in it, walk in their covenant, walk in the supernatural. And it'll be just as natural to walk in the supernatural as it is for a bird to fly through the air or a fish to swim through the water. But hearts must be prepared, minds must be renewed, spirits must come into subjection to the Father of spirits. And to know what His will is in many cases and in many areas. Learn to be sensitive, your spirit sensitive unto His spirit. Learn to communicate with Him in the spirit. Not only to communicate with Him supernaturally in other tongues, as the Spirit of God will give you utterance, but learn also that you can communicate with Him by the supernatural utterance of prophecy. Speaking supernaturally in your own language. Not out of your head, but out of your spirit. Get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, for your spirit knows things that your head does not know. And so, praying out of your spirit, both in tongues and by the gift of prophecy, you will be able to speak supernaturally and to know what you're praying about. And you'll see it come to pass, for the Lord is on the giving hand.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.